Our next program, Ha Notzrim, the history of the real followers of Yeshua. Listen to the stories of rabbis and Jewish men and women who have found the Messiah, as well as learn about those who have claimed to be Christians through the centuries, but are not.
Welcome to Ha Notzrim, the true history of the followers of Yeshua. This is Dan Bergman. And today we're going to look at the subject of, did Jesus, Yeshua, did he ever have anything to say about the idea of people doing things in his name, people naming his name or claiming to be a follower of his, and all the while committing treacherous deeds and treacherous acts? Did Jesus have anything to say about that? Well, I'm going to read to you a speech from February 5th, 2015, the National Prayer Breakfast. President, or former President, Barack Obama remarked on how faith, quote-unquote, can be used as a weapon in order to distance himself from sounding accusatory towards Islam. He calls upon those who name the name of Christ to remember the dark spot on our history, the Crusades and the Inquisition. He says this, "But we also see faith being twisted and distorted, used as a wedge, or worse, sometimes used as a weapon. From a school in Pakistan to the streets of Paris, we have seen violence and terror perpetrated by those who profess to stand up for faith. Their faith professed to stand up for Islam, but in fact are betraying it. We see ISIL, a brutal, vicious death cult that in the name of religion carries out unspeakable acts of barbarism, terrorizing religious minorities like the Yazidis, subjecting women to rape as a weapon of war, and claiming the mantle of religious authority for such actions. We see sectarian war in Syria, the murder of Muslims and Christians in Nigeria, religious war in the Central African Republic, a rising tide of anti-Semitism and hate crimes in Europe, so often perpetrated in the name of religion. So how do we, as people of faith, reconcile these realities? The profound good, the strength, the tenacity, the compassion and love that can flow from all of our faiths operating alongside those who seek to hijack religions for their own murderous ends." Humanity has been grappling with these questions throughout human history, he says. "And lest we get on our high horse and think this is unique to some other place, remember that during the Crusades and the Inquisition, people committed terrible deeds in the name of Christ." I'd be the first to admit, horrendous atrocities have no doubt have been perpetrated throughout the ages by those who claimed the name Christian. Okay? My own father was persecuted because he was Jewish by people that claimed the name Christian. There exists a great fog of confusion over how and why these events actually happened. One question begs to be asked in regards to this stain of inhumanity upon the name of those who profess to follow the one who said, okay, this is the words of Jesus, "The first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. And the second is like, namely this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than these." Jesus of Nazareth in Mark chapter 12, verses 29 through 31. Does this sound like the words of one who would condone such acts or even command that such acts be carried out? Were those who perpetrated the Crusades, the Inquisition, and others actually following the teachings of the New Testament? Were they Christians? Well, hopefully we'll find some answers as we look into this on Ha Notzrim, the true history of the followers of Yeshua. Now, getting back to our initial question, our focus for this program here today Did Jesus ever say anything about this? If he is the Mashiach, the Messiah, and I believe he is with all my heart, wouldn't he have said something about this? Wouldn't he have warned about those who may hijack his character and his name? You know, when a Jewish ear hears the word Christianity, okay, the Spanish Inquisition, the Crusades, blood libels, ghettos, forced conversions, and other such atrocities may come to mind. This is a horrible occurrence that should never be. However, many who have called themselves Christian throughout the centuries, they've not only ignored the teachings of Jesus, but they have made themselves his enemies in willingly and utterly destroying all that he taught and stands for in committing such acts in his name. Now, you may or may not be a believer in Yeshua here today. You may not be a Christian. You may not be one that follows the teachings of Yeshua, Jesus, and believe in him as your Messiah. But let me tell you, okay, from the scriptures today, and in further programs as we go through this series of Hanotzrim, I would like to show you, from a Christian perspective, the truth about who actually is a Christian and what Jesus has to say about all of these things, because he certainly does have things to say. It may surprise you to know that Jesus himself had something to say about these saboteurs of his character and teachings. Listen to this. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits, or their works, what they produce. You're going to know the truth by looking at their actions. Do men gather grapes of thorns, or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth forth not good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. He's not talking about trees, okay? He's talking about people. He continues, not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, he's talking about the last days, the judgment, the day of the Lord, 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 have we not prophesied in thy name? Didn't we preach in your name? Didn't we teach in your name? And in thy name cast out devils? Okay, we've done exorcisms in your name. And in thy name done many wonderful works? Listen to what Jesus says to them. And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. The words of Jesus about those who would claim his name and yet commit horrendous acts of villainy. Claiming the authority and backing of Christ, claiming that you are following the Messiah while you are committing heinous acts of villainy, is condemned by Jesus himself. He refers to those who do such as corrupt trees, bringing forth evil fruit, ravening wolves, and workers of iniquity. Later, in the book of Matthew, we find another passage dealing with mankind's final judgment. The previous passage dealt with individual judgment, whereas the following deals with the judgment of nations. Jesus says this, then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, and this is Jesus talking to the nations that are called righteous. And the king shall answer and say unto them, Verily or truly I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Let that phrase stick in your mind. At the judgment of nations, where Jesus is judging, the Mashiach is judging the nations of the world, in the final judgment, he says, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me no drink. I was a stranger, ye took me not in. Naked, and ye clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and ye visited me not. Then shall they also answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee an hungered, or athirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily I say it unto you, listen to this, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not unto me. And these shall go into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal. One important question here, as we close this session of Hanotzrim, who is Jesus referring to when he says, My brethren? Inasmuch as ye did it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me. Who is my brethren? Listen, it is the Jews. It is the Jewish people. It is the sons of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They are Jesus' brethren. They are the brethren of Yeshua, his people. He tells the nations, he tells them that inasmuch as when you did not do it unto the least of these, my brethren, okay, how you treated the Jews, basically, in a nutshell, nation, America, Great Britain, Spain, France, Iran, how you've treated the Jewish people is how you've treated me. He says that the way people treat the Jews has a direct relation to their eternal destiny. He is saying that those who were the true followers of his, the true followers, brought forth fruit of their faith, meaning their actions showed forth their faith being true in following him, in their love for his people. This fruit is not the source of their redemption, but rather a byproduct of it. He says, if you are a true follower of me, if you are a true Christian, then your fruit or what you produce, your actions will show it. The Apostle Paul taught in Romans chapter 15 that all Christians are debtors to the Jews. As we go on in Hanotzrim, my desire is to bring to light the teachings of the New Testament regarding the church, as well as the history of true Christianity and to expose the prevailing spirit of the ravening wolves spoken of in Matthew 7 and the cursed of Matthew 25. Not everybody that claims to be a Christian, not everybody that claims the name of Christ is a true follower of Christ. They will be condemned for eternity as wolves in sheep's clothing. Those who treated the Jews with such animosity and indifference and even hatred are directly contrary to the teachings of Yeshua. Many, many who name the name of Christ, and many who have called themselves Christian throughout the centuries, listen to this, were in fact not Christian at all. You can tell solely based on their treatment of his people, the Jews. This has been Dan Bergman with Hanotzrim, the true history of the followers of Yeshua. Shalom.
This has been Hanotzrim, the history of the real followers of Yeshua and those who claim to be Christians but are not.